Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
You doing okay? You happy in life? You sure you're happy in life? Herman, are you happy in life? Is it working? Responsibilities are getting more. Alright. Are you there? So I just believe that there's more in this scripture too. So I'm going to squeeze it until the juice finishes. How many agree with me? You know, when I don't know how many of you are old now, but when we were kids, eat mango. Then it is so nice and sweet that we chew it. Everything becomes white. I don't know if you've been there before. We chew it. All the yellow and the sweetness go. And then what we actually do is that we chew the whatever is around the seed for it to become hair. We say that it's like a Barbie doll. The hair. That's the hair of the Barbie. I mean, everything must go. You get it? I believe this is a key to your and my prosperity this season. If you've been following me over the years, seasonally the Lord laid things on my heart and I emphasize on them as we go along. You get it? David, see me before you leave. Okay. Wonderful. And so I believe this is one of them verses. If ye be willing. Do you have the New Living Translation? Who are those at the back? See Tifa, is that Epson? Present. And that's what, Andre? Okay, anybody else? Just the three. Okay, beautiful. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. It's not very powerful. Any other verse? Otherwise, we go to our King James. Any other version? NLT. If you are willing and obedient. This is not bad. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Uncle God, there are good things in the kingdom of God. This side, they are not here tonight. Share. I'll send you back home. Wake up from your sleep. The bus is waiting for you outside. Bus 43 to Linden. No, right? Okay. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Peter, how are you doing, sir? Is that Peter? It's Peter, right? How are you, Peter? Are you still fishing? It's too late to fish, you know. Yeah. You see, many people have not prospered in Christianity because they have not been willing and obedient at the same time. You can't only be willing, you must be obedient as well. You cannot only be obedient, but you must be willing as well. And I say that the willingness is the ability to let go of the things that you are comfortable with. Yeah. Salome, are you there? Yeah. The things that are, there are things we've grown up with, there are things we know around us, and those things are the things we operate by. Like, whenever I see Jack, I tell Jack that I don't know him. He has not been able to leave his dark world and come out in the open for me to know him. It has been a struggle for him. If Jesus comes today, I'll tell Jesus the same thing. He has not come out because I think he feels comfortable with how his things are. It is that world, if he's able to leave that realm and obey, that's when he'll eat the good of the land. So Jack was telling me that his bicycle was stolen, for example. Your bike, have you found it? You will not find a bike, not in this country. So, his bike is stolen, right? And I don't know how many of you, if you hear something, you learn something from it. And Jack was saying that his bicycle was stolen because I think he was resting, and then I think Hebron, is it normally he'll take it inside for security reasons, and then the morning he takes it out. Oh? You don't park it inside? On the side. Which side? Eastern side? Southern? When you say this, what direction is that? No, you have to. Yeah. You know when I was organizing the March for Jesus, that's when I learned this. 2006. The police requires you, as we presented a letter to the police, on which route we are using. Then you have to tell them which side of the road you'll be marching on. So as we're describing the route, it is north, south, east, west, like that. Even the accident that I was involved in, the statement, they are telling, so you are proceeding which direction? South. For those of you who don't know, the seawall is the north. The north is always this way. This is south, east, and that. That's why the Demerara River, that's why this is the west bank. And the other side is the east bank. This not just, it wasn't a name that was given to this side. This side is called West Bank. No, this is the western side of the Demerara River. And over so is the eastern side of the Demerara River. In the same way, when you're going to the Berbice, when you go to the Berbice region, before the bridge is the western side of the Berbice River. And then when you cross the river, is the eastern side of the Berbice River. So when you say West Coast Berbice, you have to know which direction you're talking about. I know your country more than you. Tell me if I'm not Guyanese. I should be given order of Roraima. Yeah. So I don't know which direction you're talking about, but next to the bin? Eastern side. That's closer to Sister Esther. That side. All right, Jack, let me preach. Thank you very much. My story is gone. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Salome, pay attention. There are good things in the church. There are good things in the kingdom of God. It is only for those who are willing and obedient. Yes. Many people have failed. And I'm trying, God is trying to
help you to be willing. You fight your progress. You, if only you know how you fight your progress by your unwillingness and your disobedience. It's like, I can't, I won't, I am not. The things that you are not accustomed to that prevents you from your path to the good of the land, you have no idea. So tonight, in an attempt to help you to be willing and be obedient, my message, my short message is entitled Asking Questions and Receiving the Answers. Danny boy, are you there? Your boy Chris is here. Asking questions and receiving the answers. Romario. Asking questions and receiving the answers. What I mean is that to be willing and obedient, you have to learn to ask questions. Many of you don't ask questions. And therefore, you don't get guidance, you don't get insight. The asking of questions is what will bring a lot of things to light. And then you go with the answers to the questions you have asked to get to your destination. I know many of you, you don't business with anything. You just do your thing. You live your life. That's why the good of the land, you have not eaten it. You see, when I came to Guyana and wanted to start a business, you know, I didn't want mommy to be caught up with going to work 8 to 5 like she's doing now. You know, so I decided to set up a business. Western Union Money Transfer and then Bill Express. I remember one day somebody said, these foreigners, when they come here, they get things. They get this. They get that. They get that. Cool. They get this. They get that. They get that. When the people in the country, they don't know, they don't have insight. I was at the mechanic the other day, and the mechanic got a call. Steady call from somebody. So it's a Chinese national. You know what had happened? The Chinese was asking the mechanic to come and help him mechanic was telling me for how many times now. He says that they have a fleet of vehicles. They drive it and they leave the key somewhere, they can't find it. And when they are going to use the car, they don't know where the key is. The car lock. So he has to go and break into the car. So another one had happened. How many a time that they had called him to come and help? He said, they look at, so I said, how do you drive a car? You don't know where you're going. He said, it's Chinese. They have so many cars, they don't even know what to do. So whoever drives, whatever, they leave the key wherever, they can't find the keys. Is your life like that? Is your life like that? And a Chinese is in Guyana doing that. And you is Guyanese. Like how I ask you if you have land. I have to ask you personally. Then when the answers come, then you see that you are not willing. You don't want to do well. The things, you see, in Ghana, you have to buy land. There's no registration. There's no 2018, 2019. I applied in 2020. There's nothing like that in Ghana. You want a land today, you go and look for a land today, you buy, you own a land. Ghana, we are blessed. All you gotta do is just fill some paper. Is it okay? And then just leave the registration for a couple years. And pray that the government will be the other race, not the darker race. They pride themselves in giving lands. Step by step, they will call you for your land. It's not a miracle. It's not a breakthrough. So if you are here and you listen to me as your preacher and you still don't have registration at the land's place, you're heading good. You have to actually now begin to say, how can I get a second land? How can I get a third land? How can I build an apartment on my second land so that I don't have to work? I'll do church work so that the apartment, you see, you are blessed that every month you can get rent. In Ghana, rent is 5 years, 3 years. So when you collect the 5 years, you're getting no money from the place until the next 5 years. So you better invest the 5 year rent in something. And here we are blessed. 60,000 every month. Apartment, two on the ground floor, two on the top floor, 6 for 240,000. No matter where you work, tell you in performance, tell you on performance, I tell, E-tell, G-tell, V-tell. Qualified, unqualified phone and all these places, you never get 240,000 a month. And for many people, 240,000 a month is a lot of money. Tax-free, you don't have to declare, nobody got to know. You prefer to go to school, get certificate, and strike. You try right there. Yeah? You go to learn, you have education, you have knowledge, and then you are demonstrating for somebody to add 10,000 to your salary. Something is not right. You try right there. It has become political and racial already. It's Indian running the country, and it's most black people who are teachers. The GTU, Guyana Teachers Union, are full of black people. Yeah. You understand? How do you fight somebody? You're fighting for somebody to add money to your money? What are you ready to happen? They read that one. You know, they brought that Palestinian foolishness over here. I don't want to talk. Nobody's saying anything about Israel. Foolish. Is it Aya Ali doing something for Palestinian mothers who have lost their children? Something. They bring that stupid Palestinian thing here. And they oppress her because every Christian here read upon your own eyes. They realize they're doing some wild, wild things for Palestine. It's rubbish. A lot of money they're pumping there. We should erase Palestine off the map. Yeah. Hamas, we are taking them down. I mean, all of them. We won't stop the fight until Hamas is finished. Yeah. And that's the side we are on. Yeah. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the Bible says. Asking questions and receiving the answers. And so, you have to learn to ask questions. If a week goes by without you asking your pastor, the bishop, a question, know that you've missed a blessing for the week. And I'm not talking about, we'll go through the Bible very quickly. I'm not talking about people who ask questions and don't do what the answer says. You're a Pharisee, I'll show you scriptures. You're a Sadducee, you're a trickster. The Bible says people came to Jesus, they wanted to tempt him, so they asked him a question. Some people, they have the answers already, Jalana. They just come and ask you. They said, not that. And they do what they want to do. And there are people. So in asking questions, there are two types of people. Disciples and Pharisees. Write it down. In asking questions, it takes asking questions, receiving the answers, believing the answers, putting the answers to work. It takes that to take you further to the good of the land. That's when you get access to the good of the land. You see foreigners. I met a guy the other day, a young Indian guy. He said, you know what? He specializes in, he buys vehicles, then he sets the vehicles up. So like, okay, he brings in, let's say, an X-ray, Nissan X-Trail, right? And then he changes it up. He gives it nice wheels, nice tire, changes the lights, you know, and give it some, a little estate, and then he sells them. Yeah, increases the price. And I realized that, you know, people like toys. These people like, some of the Indian race, they like, their cars are very nice, Apple. It's not that cars that when you sit inside, you say, kururu, 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 kururu. They buy those cars. You say, one light is not working. Yeah, when you go into the hole, you hear, kukuru, kukuru, kukuru. And that's how he's making his money. Buys cars, he nices them up, and he sells them. Guyana is a free market. You can get money, you can do anything and get money. Nobody will ask you any questions. You get yourself into the organized system, you get poor. Because that is where tax comes in. These people who have apartments and collecting rent, do you think somebody comes to them and asks them for a tax? No way. It's you who's doing 8 to 5 with 85,000. You are the one who's crying that they take NIS, they take this at the end of the day. You are the one fighting for race. You have to decide your own race. I said you have to come to the point where you determine your own race. Not depending on some government or somebody to give you a race. You decide and determine your race. I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, even the work that Brother Shewin does, Korea. You see, apart from the salary, if he's very nice with people who frequently get parcels, he can earn a lot of money from that side. Zerina also something like that. People, I mean, sometimes when you, after work, you know, maybe some 10,000 you are going home with, because as you give people, and she says that when she helps people get a loan, the Indian race will give you a tip, the black race will never give you a tip. They'll say thanks. Ah, Sherwin knows that. They'll say thanks. But the Indian race, they'll give you a tip. They'll give you something. And black people have not prospered by saying thanks. That's what I told Raphael. I said, Raphael, I don't have a savings account. I don't have savings. I don't have budget. But you and me, let's see who is prosperous. You still don't believe it. And that is your unwillingness to step out of that zone where savings has not helped you to believe my lifestyle, because God gave me to you as an example. Because you don't give money. That's why you don't give offerings. That's why you don't sow seeds. It's money that brings money. Yeah. So when you come to church, and they say, oh, let's give this towards this thing. Let's give this. And you always, I don't have money. Radio, you don't have money. And your bank account, when you see, you go online, you see your account, you smile. God is watching you. As you smile, God is also smiling at you. Because you are unwilling. You are so protected by your savings and your plan and your budget, that you are unwilling to listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying, and you will not eat the good of the land with such an attitude. If you are willing and obedient. So there are two types of people who ask questions: disciples and Pharisees, or hypocrites. They come and check if you have teeth in your mouth. Oh, Well, Bishop, what do you think about this? Now, that is all it. That is all it has to it. They are not going to implement what you are telling them. That's why many people have not gotten better. Many people have not enjoyed staying in the church. Many people have not enjoyed what God has blessed them in this church with, because they are not willing to take the answers to the questions. They think that you think they are stupid, or you're trying to make them look like they are stupid. But me and you, who's stupid already? You definitely are stupid than me. If we have to choose, if you have to talk about stupidity, you are definitely stupid than me. I cannot be stupid than you. You have to be stupid than me. If you have to go there. Matthew chapter 10. So this guy starts it off. He's neither of the two. But it's very interesting how he confirms my topic tonight. Receiving, asking and receiving answers to your question. You get it? Like my boy Hawk. He has spoken to me about girls a few times. Anytime he brings them, I say, but there's no time for girls. And that's the end of the story. It's not a fight. That's the end of the girl story. I don't care which girl you are in the church, whether you sing or you don't sing, you dance or you don't dance, you twerk. Is it twerk or you don't twerk? You whine or you don't whine. As long as I'm concerned, if he brings you up, I am the one who is answering the question. I'll say no. And he has learned wisely to just take it and finish. Yeah, it was initially a little difficult for him, but he has gotten more sense. Finish. And it is people like that who eat the good of the land. You are not like that. You will not ask, and even if you ask, I tell you, you will not take it. I am teaching you about eating the good of the land by asking questions and taking the answers as your revelation. Good master, verse 17. Good master, where's Cherry? Are you there? Good master. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Good master. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him. Look at the attitude. He came running. And he kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Wow. Look at the attitude, number one. Look at the question, number two. The guy has come running, came to kneel. How many people come running and kneel to ask you a question? Kevin, those people don't, they are not alive, they are not around. They died in the Old Testament, Calvin is saying. Running and he kneeled and said, good master, giving you accolades, bishop, what prophet, daddy, what shall I do that my marriage will work? What shall I do for my marriage to be nice? What I tell you is stupidness to you. Because you know already what you want to do. You know, you just want gaff. Okay, you want gaff. You want gaff. Yeah. Karen has not, I don't remember last time she came to ask me, Bishop, what should I do to get married? I never asked a question like that. I have the answer. She won't ask me to her own house, you see. Because she doesn't look like she's interested in marriage anyway. Yeah, she's okay. Since Calvin ordered an Amazon toy for her, she ordered the next one. What? Yesterday? No, she didn't tell me. Okay. So people have to.
Are you with me? Look at the guy's attitude. He came running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" What shall I do that I may go to heaven when I die? Wow. I mean, if you have anybody come to you and ask you such a question, would you not be interested? Because people don't ask us such questions around here. You don't ask. Eternal life? Wow. Yeah, David. Bishop, how do I inherit eternal life? Bishop, what are the keys you give me to deal with LP Liz? You don't tell me, you come and ask. You need a bunch of keys. You need a bunch of keys. Like when you are walking, you will be doing jiggling, 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 jiggling. Yeah. No, it's a very important question to ask. And then if the answer is given and you take it, you see the key. You see how you eat the good of the land. I'm preaching a very good message. Because many people have hanged around, come around. They have not enjoyed serving God like us because they don't receive the things we tell them. They don't believe the things we tell them. They do their own thing in a new realm that they don't understand. We are the ones, by the grace of God, who have championed this cause. How can you walk on the same road without the keys that we have used and the answers we have to give you? So the person wants to go to heaven. Thank you, David. He's asking the person who has the key, Jesus, the rabbi. Jesus of Nazareth, the miracle worker. He is the one who he knows has the keys. I don't know who you are talking to and who you are asking questions about. But hey, I'm telling you, this path that you are on, you can't be in here and ask other people questions on how to succeed in life.
I should say it again, isn't it?
You cannot be in this group, in this commission, in this union, in this kingdom, and then have associations somewhere who you are asking how to do well. Because the good of the land comes to only those who are willing and who are going to be obedient by asking questions and receiving the answers that come to them. I finish preaching. Finish? You don't want me to finish? So you think that this guy, you know, he really wants to hear what Jesus has to say. The Bible goes on to say something. The Bible says that. Verse 18. And Jesus said unto him, "Why do you call me good?" But Jesus realized the guy was trying to say, "Daddy, daddy, bishop, man of God." Jesus realized that. Yeah, he's giving fans. The thing is thin. You see, the name you call somebody must be the name, the way you relate with the person. If I call you sweetheart and I treat you bad, when I call you sweetheart, will you don't call me that thing. So if you call me bishop, I must be your spiritual guide. I must be the person who holds your hands and take you through the dark alleyways and pathways. Don't call me bishop and don't listen to what I tell you. Call me bus conductor or something. Or call me Collins. Like small Collins there. And then adopted Collins. The prophetess is adopted Collins. By virtue of sexuality. Yeah. She is. Are you following me? If you call me Mr. President, you can't give me anything less than Mr. President. Even Trump and Clinton
And these people, they are still referred to as president. They still have secret service guarding their homes and with them 24 hours. They still have access to a lot of things, even though they are former presidents. You can't treat them less. When they come on TV, CNN, Fox News, and they are interviewing them, they don't call them Bill Clinton, they call them Mr. President. You can't relate with somebody outside the name that you are calling them. You gotta be a hypocrite to do that. That's why Jesus questioned, why do you call me good? You want me to tell you only good things? You're coming, good master, so that my master to you must only be only good. And Jesus, I don't operate like that, so don't call me good. Because when I tell you something and it's not good to you, what will happen? And let's see, it's coming, it's already coming. He said, there is none but good but one, that is God. 8:9, he said, thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Bishop, you see, this thing that you tell me to do to help your list, I've been doing it to her. I've not seen any change. There are people like that. When they come to you for counseling and you tell them, oh, Bishop, even yesterday, all the keys I've tried, even yesterday, this morning, the door is not open. It's like, what you are saying, I've done it, it didn't work for me. But remember, you ask a question. You are behaving like a Guyanese who says, I know, right? You know, right? He said, I have observed these things you are telling me from my youth. Verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, okay. Now, I'll tell you, give you another key. You've done all this, but you lack something. And he said, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Will you do that? Go and sell your microwave. Go and sell your washing machine. And come and live in Samaria. And you have treasure in heaven. The bishop, bishop, bishop. I don't know where you get your revelations from, bishop. And he says, and you shall have treasure in heaven. It's Jesus who's talking. If it was very important to keep these things and not have treasure in heaven, Jesus would have told him. So what Jesus said is not rubbish. Even though to the natural or in the natural, it looks like you are losing something. Because our lives are measured by the things we actually heap around ourselves. He says, do that and then come, take up thy cross and follow me. You came to ask the question, good master, how can I help? Inherit eternal life. Then he told about the commandments. He said, you do it. He said, okay. Number two, go sell everything. Come. You sell it, you won't lose anything, but you gain treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. He goes to verse 22. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved. For he had great possessions. So why did you come and ask the question? I thought you were you saw even the right person to ask the right question. So whatever Jesus had in store for him with him, he missed it. Because he was not willing to to receive the answers to the questions that he asked. When Jesus started, he said, oh no, Jesus, I know about that. I do that every morning. I pray all the time.
Jesus. Next point. Yeah. It's broken, isn't it? Yeah. I thought you were going to sit on it. Yeah. Let David do it. It's for ashes. Yeah. Yeah, it's not for ex-mother-in-laws. My ex-children mother. Why are you laughing? Oh yeah. You ask me a question. I'll give you an answer. You just don't like the answer. You ask me, I'll give you the answer. You just wouldn't like that. You'd be like the good master guy.
Good master came with sweet words. Please show me the way. I want to do better. I want to go to heaven when I die. Jesus gives him point number one. He said, oh, point number one, I know. Point number two, he said, number two, go and sell everything I have. Give it to the poor and come, take cross, follow you.
As for this one.
Clearly, what Jesus wanted him to, number one, the treasure in heaven, the opportunity to be with him and follow him and move around him, he missed it because he was unwilling. And he asked a question. And he was given the answer from Jesus himself. You are not willing. You are not. So you see here, in Matthew chapter 17, in verse 10, Jesus said, and the disciples asked him, saying, they asked him a question, saying, why do the scribes, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? This is the first group. So the good master is our main scripture. And you see that people ask questions and they don't like your answer and then they just left you. Sorry for left. They just leave you. And the inability to receive the answers you are giving them keeps them away from eating the good of the land. And we are doing church. People come from London to come to church here. You say it's not working. Oh, you don't know the word working. That I send them to places where churches work. Who makes the church work? It's not you, the person who makes the church work. Derek Prince says that any Christian can marry any Christian. The emphasis is Christian.
Oh yes.
Yeah, every Christian can marry a Christian. Because as long as you apply Christian principle, you can live with anybody. Oh yes, Liz. Oh yes. We can't live that's because we are not Christians. We don't use Christian principles.
You step on my toe, I step on your toe too.
Yes. Yeah. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. You think I'm stupid? But Jesus said, no, you are not stupid. Just turn the left. Let him slap again. It's not stupidity. It's Christianity.
So no, I am not willing and obedient. The good of the land, I ain't eating it.
Now, how many of you think that when you get married, that your husband is going to be Mr. Correcto Perfecto?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Likewise, the wives. It takes Christianity to live with somebody for 20 years. Not that you are stupid. Not that you don't have feelings. It is called Christianity. And she said right here, it is called Christianity. Trisha, it's called Christianity. And if you don't, you see, if you are not willing to adapt Christian principles, you will never enjoy marriage, I'm telling you. You'll be miserable in life. You can't have relationships because as for human relationships, it comes with packages in packages about packages and between packages. That's what Derek Green said. Yeah, that's what Derek Green said. It is when people feel that they are being cheated and they don't have any scripture to back the reason why they should continue to be cheated. That's when they rise up. Even our enemies, Jesus said we should love our enemies. Are you sure you're a Christian? Your enemies. But we are Christians who don't like our enemies. You don't like nobody, you don't even enemies alone. It's a lack of grace. You are not willing to adapt to the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's why you also cannot benefit in relationships. And as long as you are not willing and obedient, you will not enjoy it. It will not work for you. At a point, you leave the job, you leave the relationship, you leave the country. So many things will go. You leave the country. Pastor Greg came here. Greg came here when he was with us. Kofi Bedu, he was here with us. Yeah, he left. Because it's like, but I'm here 19 years. Tell me if it's not working for me. Why is it working for me? It's not working for you. Because you are not prepared to go through all the things that you must go through for the sake of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And your greatest example will always be the person God has chosen for you.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say, Charlene, are you here? You are smiling. I don't know if you're smiling with yourself. You're smiling with me? Or you're smiling at me? For the sake of Jesus Christ. Okay. So the disciples ask. Jesus was talking about Elijah must come and, you know. So the disciples, they've heard it. They have the scribes talk about it. That's a sect of the leadership in the church in Judaism. So the disciples asked Jesus, why do the scribes say that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered. He said, when you ask questions, you get answers. I hope you like the answers. So Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Look at Jesus is opening up a lot of things. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Is that a good master again? 15. If you go down, so the disciples asked Jesus about this Elijah coming back thing. And the disciples got to the extent that they understood the answers that Jesus gave them. Unlike the guy who left sad and talking back and say that I've done these things that you are telling me. I've done it before. It didn't work. And then Jesus gives him the second key. Then he said, oh, I can't handle it. The disciples, they received the explanation of Jesus and they understood it. Now, when you go down, you see how they couldn't even, there's this demon, they couldn't drive the demon away. Then the disciples asked, they asked Jesus again, how come we couldn't do it? And that's when Jesus told them that this one, you couldn't, because this one goeth not out but by fasting and by prayer. It's like they were receiving understanding. They were giving revelations. And they were asking questions and they were receiving the answers. Their knowledge level was increasing. That's how come one day they will stand and they will also cast out devils, because they received. With me. Pharisees, let's look at an example of another Pharisee. This one is a good master. Mark chapter 7. Verse 5. Are you there? Mark chapter 7. Verse 5. Then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, well, had Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, these people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They just came to ask a question. Jesus saw through the question. These people, they are controversial. Because they want you to say something, then they'll go and say, oh, when I asked Bishop, or when I asked, this is what he said. It wasn't that they were looking for an answer to work with and to live with. No, they were looking for an answer to come and counteract and argue and win an argument and contradict and bring confusion and division. Questions. Answers to questions are keys to eating the good of the land. But you have to receive the answers to the questions you are asking. And you have to realize whether you are a disciple asking to learn and to put it into use, or you are a hypocrite or you are a Pharisee asking for argument's sake. Oh, when we ask you, did you not say this? So sometimes I encounter this where people try to talk to me in parables. And when I smell it, I said, get out of here. When you go to the doctor, you tell the doctor, doctor, imagine somebody came to sit in front of you with a headache and a tummy ache. What would you say? you say you're a madman. No, when you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor, you say, doctor, I get belly pain. It's moved from here, sir, and it's go here, sir. Doctor, please help me now. You don't go and so I have people who will message me like that. And they are blessed that I'll say, please be real. Then somebody says, oh, Bishop, what if somebody, am I a psychologist? Are you a psychologist? Are you playing mind games? Do you want me to see through? No, you should be playing. You see that? People, why are you asking a question and hiding behind the question? What's the problem? If I turn this session into a question and answer session, you see how some people ask questions, not say, oh, Bishop, so this is my problem. People don't talk like that. So, Bishop, so what do you do if? Unreal. They say, you have Jesus to ask a question. You're asking him, why are the disciples eating without washing their hands? Is that somebody came and said, I want to go to heaven. Show me how to go to heaven. You have come to talk about the disciples who don't wash their hands to eat. That's why I said that. How you call somebody, you must also relate to the person like that. It means that you should even be careful the type of questions you ask. Because I may not have time for or some of the things that you have time for that you want to pull me into or draw me into. I refuse to be drawn into things that are below me. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Because you understand what I'm saying? You sure you understand what I'm saying? You're in a car. And then you started smelling something in the car. Bishop, what do you do in such a case? Do you expect an answer from me? No, I will read and ignore you. You smell something? Yeah. Let her also smell something. Are you with me tonight? And so the key to eating the good of the land is to ask questions. And believe the answers to the questions you are receiving and use the answers if you want to eat the good of the land. That's what God is telling you tonight. In simple terms, if you are not ready to use the answers, don't ask the question. Can you imagine in class, you ask your teacher the answer to a question that you saw, and when he gives you the answer, he said, "Nah, I know something better." What happens when the examination time comes? Jack, I screen your teeth. I didn't say nothing wrong. Yeah. Some of you say, "Oh, I don't know how to type, how to ask." When I type, I erase. When I tap, I erase. There's a demon in your fingers. You should cast the demons out of your fingers. Yeah. Even sometimes some people, they apologize for sending voice notes. Bishop, I apologize for sending voice notes. So when I hear that, I'm just wondering, which planet do people live on? I mean, voice notes, what is wrong with voice notes? I don't know, is there something wrong with sending a bishop a voice note? It appears so, isn't it? You want to type? The English is not working for you. It never works. Meanwhile, when you just press the microphone, then you talk good. Why are you troubling yourself? Yeah, you understand better.
God said, come, let us reason together. That's where Isaiah 119 comes from. Come, let us reason together. Some things that are not in place. You need some help. You need some direction. Your sins are red like scarlet. You say, it shall be as white as snow. Come, there's help for you. Come out. Come, ask. Ask questions. Get the answers. Use the answers. There's help. You need help.
If you don't ask, you will not get the questions, the answers. If you get the answers, you have to use them, because you need to eat the good of the land. Hallelujah.
I told Goldie, I prefer Ford to Toyota. I'm sure he now believes me. Oh, yes. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Oh. You'll be sleeping if I continue. Father, thank you for tonight. Questions, answers that come to them. It's like in our normal lives in school, we thrive on the answers that comes from the questions that our teacher teaches and shows us. I pray we will eat the good of the land by asking questions and sticking, believing, running, and ruling the answers of the questions. We didn't know, but now we know. And therefore, we are better off that we first entered here. Father, we thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. Give Jesus a big hand clap. You may be seated.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.